In the United States, young men and women are allowed to start driving lessons when they're 15. They apply for an initial permit, take lessons, and have the opportunity to drive the family car. They have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian who is over 21 and who has a proper driver's license. After a year of good driving, on their 16th birthday, they can get their driver's license. None of this meant anything to me until my oldest son, Hudson, asked me if he could apply for his initial permit. "What?" I said to myself. "This is crazy. He's only 15. His brain isn't fully developed yet." When I had calmed down, I realized that everybody starts young over here. And the best way to keep my son safe is to allow him to get proper training and lots of experience. So, even though I would like to say no, I haven't. I am actually the one who sits next to him when he's driving around. Thankfully, he's very careful. It's nerve-wracking, however, as a parent, to sit there in the passenger seat and have no control at all. I'm definitely more nervous than he is in that situation. I have to control my breathing, bite my tongue, and try not to slam my foot onto my imaginary brake. As he is encouraged by his driving instructors to drive everywhere, in the morning he drives his three siblings to school and then goes on to the high school. So, first thing in the morning, I find myself sitting in the passenger seat in my pyjamas, heart racing, wild-eyed, like a trapped cat, just hoping for it all to be over soon. I smile, of course, and say things like, "That was a really good corner, Hudson. You used the brakes really well." By the time I get home, though, I look like I've seen a ghost. So I de-stress with some yoga and a long shower.